I shouldn't have to tell you this, but just in case, listen to Norm. Each Dallas Mavs game day. How about every damn day? 10 to noon. It's Norm. He's a Hall of Famer, but listen to Norm each Dallas Mavs game day, and you can win great seats to that night's game from Star Power Home Theater. The ticket is proud to partner with Star Power, and we'll be telling P1s when to text in to win. VIP Star Power Mav seats for that night's Mavericks contest. Listen to Norm, 10 to noon, every day for more info. It's 1034 here on Sports Radio 1310, 96.7 FM, The Ticket. This is Shake Joint. What up? What up? He's Sean. I'm Jake. We're with you for about another half hour or so, and then we're going to shut things down. And it is Ticket Stock Weekend. We turned 21.
Again, the P1, bravo. They came out in droves this year. And it's always good to just press the flesh, talk to them. And look, I mean, every year you there's the stress of Ticket Stock sort of hanging over the station because we want to put on a good presentation. But then once it gets going, you get out there, you know, you get the interviews, get the roundtables going, sit and talk to the P1s. And you just realize, wow, this is what we have here is so damn special.
I just have a hard time believing that there is another radio station on Earth that can pull that off. That can have people that are that engaged with,
you know, I think there's
the brand and the product and feel. I mean, to be honest with you, this is going to sound really weird, but when I go to Ticket Stock, I still feel like a listener.
Yeah, absolutely.
I still don't feel like I work here.
I've been working here 14 years, and I still feel like I'm just a P1 that gets to gets stupid access to go do things.
Yeah.
at Ticket Stock. But I mean, I think that as far as a major market goes, yeah, I don't think there's anything like it out there. I guarantee you, there's probably some really small market, you know, radio stations that do really well and sort of are just part of the fabric of the community. But those are probably towns of like maybe a couple hundred people. You know what I mean?
Right.
But this place in this market, there's nothing like it. And again, bravo, P1s.
So I have
you made it happen.
A ton of audio for you here that we're going to basically call sift through that shake.
Man.
But I also teased this. So I'd like to run down this list for you real quick before we get to our sifting through Ticket Stock shake.
Okay.
The 2012-2013 New York Knicks. There is there's a list that has come out now. I think it might have been on, hell, who got it first? Maybe TMZ, I don't know. But we've heard about how when famous people travel, they will check into hotels under erroneous names so as to throw off their famous person scent. Are you interested in the check-in to hotel name for one Tyson Chandler?
Yes.
That would be Tommy Buns.
B-U-N-Z?
Yes. Tommy Buns. Iman Shumpert checked in under the name John Stamos.
That's funny.
Marcus Camby went with Christopher Wallace, of course, the actual government of Notorious B.I.G. Steve Novak checked in first name Bud, last name Weiser. Carmelo Anthony, Nucky Thompson.
Okay. What about Amari?
Amari was Mr. Machiavelli.
Okay.
Not Machiavelli, Machiavelli. Jason Kidd was J.R. Ewing.
Dallas.
Got bits, man.
Hey.
J.R. Smith, Patrick Oakley. I don't even know.
Would your name be?
Boris Zuzek.
That's pretty good.
That's not a bad choice. That's
pretty good.
You know, I think I would do some combination. I've always liked the fake first name, Chet.
Yeah?
Like yeah.
Chet Ford. I like Skip.
Skip.
I'd be Skip Colorado.
Skip Colorado.
Would you do bits like Hugh? Huge ass.
No, I don't.
Like
no. I want Chet. I want a power name.
I want to be Duke.
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 Duke. What? Skip. Chet.
Awesome. Nice to meet you.
Just
boys.
Duke. No, just like share. Well,
Duke Biggs.
Okay. Duke Biggs. Man, this is great.
Crushed it.
There might be legs here. All right, let's get the Ticket Stock. Let's move on from Tommy Buns. Oh, sorry, dude. You don't have to
it
do.
It may
that.
Not be.
We don't have to do leg humor all the time. It's just not necessary. Where do you want to start?
Friday night, man. I mean, time wasters. The roundtables were great. It was cool to have a P1 make the horrible life decision of getting Regonk tattooed on her.
Hey.
But hey, that's...
Worked out. You got to meet some hockey players over it.
I talked to her afterwards. I go, do you regret this? She's like, no. I'm like, give it time.
Yeah. Nah.
It's going to be a slow burn.
It did not look good on Saturday morning, by the way.
People overrate tattoo regret. That doesn't happen as much as I think people think it does.
Yeah, but explain Regonk to somebody in 40 years.
That's going to be tough.
Yes.
It's going to be tough. All right, let's start with the guy who's always the real MVP. Let's go with Donovan and a little Bowie. This is courtesy of, I think, the Wider Day Doesn't Suck players.
And just listen to how good this backing band is.
Shoes and dance the blues.
It does sound like you're listening to Why Today Doesn't Suck.
For dancing in the street on the radio. Let's sway while color lights up your face.
Those keys. Let's
say, that's the great Steve.
Sway to the crowd to an empty space. And if you say run, I'll run with you. And if you say hide, we'll hide. Because my love for you would break my heart in two. If you should fall into my arms and trip.
Sounds so cool.
So cool, man. And you know that Donnie probably isn't driving around singing Bowie songs, so he had to learn that.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
He was the Bone Brother, but I guarantee you that he had to go through that a number of times.
I'm fairly confident that I have underrated David Bowie my whole life. Like, in the last year, I think I at one point purchased, like, you know, they do those essentials.
Yeah, yeah.
And I bought the Bowie essentials. And
you find yourself listening to it a lot, don't you?
Dude. I made a mistake. Bob and I were talking about that the other day, and like, I think I just thought it was too weird for me.
You know what?
I used to be into heavier music.
It's a good segment idea for the summer, just music regret.
Music regret? Well, let's move on, because both of us might have music regret. I don't know.
We will, don't worry.
Do you want to hear yours right here?
Yeah, so...
I'll start it, you can talk.
By the way, real quick, hang on, before we play the audio, do we have the original Groob's Failure at Barley House of Under the Bridge? Do we have that at the ready?
If you search Under the Bridge... Oh, there you go. Chris is so on it.
Okay, so they're Shoopy back.
And I contend
that was 2007, right when he started learning to play the guitar.
Yeah, we still have to thank Sean Bass for that wonderful audio, by the way.
Yeah, the old mini disc.
The old mini disc
plugged into the board.
I remember getting you an adapter real quick.
You did.
Plugging it in.
You were the real MVP that night, Killer.
I contend that the most classically trained musicians on this earth could not recreate that if they tried.
Yeah.
They could spend... It could be like...
What's the movie Shine where...
I was going to say, what's the Oscar movie?
Jeffrey Rush, the pianist?
Yeah, when he was trying to replicate Rachmaninoff and he just can't and he has a mental breakdown.
Yeah. They could have the J.K. Simmons Whiplash-like treatment and they would never, ever come close to replicating that. Let's see what he was able to pull off acoustic here, or acoustical, as Killer said, with Sean and Groobs.
Sometimes I feel like I don't have a partner.
So emotive.
Sometimes I feel like my only friend.
You gotta go for it, you know.
Is the city I live in, this city of P1s. Lonely as I am, together we cry.
Right up until that chord, it was pretty perfect.
Yeah, it was.
That chord didn't go so well.
Drive on the streets, cause she's my companion. I walk through the hills, cause she knows who I am. She sees my good deeds and she kisses me, Jenny. Together we cry.
Screw that part up.
Let's see here.
But I don't ever want to feel like...
Yeah, he was a little out of key there. I remember looking over at him when that note came up, and I'm like, I'm just going to ride with this dude.
I don't ever want to feel like...
All right, let's skip ahead.
Not getting up on the bridge downtown. Forgot about my love under the bridge downtown.
You good?
Oh, man. The P1s were so great because you can kind of hear them singing along because it's a song a lot of people know. And just listen, it's one of the most stressful things we do at this station is standing up in front of strangers and doing something like that.
Yeah.
And you and Mike Soroy, man, you guys have a little bit more experience of that than I do. And I thought y'all's song was, it was the tease.
All right, let's play. Whoa. We'll play it real quick and then we'll come back with the, with ELO cover of the other Why Today Doesn't Suck
and
players.
The ping pong audio too.
So let's do this real quick. It was, yeah, me, Soroy, and we had Danny in to help because, you know, the theme was producer.
Of 10 to noon, I am Norm Splunky. Barely need my brain. My host is a sports junkie. He's from South Niagara Falls. Turn up the decibels. Racehorse stalls, glazed Bob steak vegetables. Killing segments, can't put it in neutral. Ratings war flaming with some losers, but we're in control. Calling Kip Keno, doing picks of the pee. Got a couple of interns. We sleep during race week. P1's probably saying I'm insane to complain about Hall of Fame host in a two-hour shift. But don't believe everything that they tweet. I get paid nothing at the station, get like no paid leave. So my bank account and my future both dark. Saving all my food stamps, I'm moving to a trailer park. So, kill me.
So replaceable, I'm a producer, baby. So why don't you kill me?
Talking less than 30K.
Oh, replaceable, I'm a producer, baby, so why don't you kill me?
A real sports bully got me waking up with nightmares. Confidence is crushed, but it beats manual labor, cause one hates people, the other humble brags. Job takes a toll, feeling like I'm on the rag. Before I begun, though, needed a hero, I chose Bob. He and his chap, my favorite sports snobs. But now I see, I'm just another fling. Gave verbal diabetes and they made him sell his wedding ring. But get it straight, man, there's no debate. I'd rather work for these psychos in that station that I hate. I haven't had a chance to relax, but it'll be alright. I'll be fired by this winter.
So, replaceable, I'm a producer, baby. So why don't you kill me?
I fly into the Super Bowl.
That's probably enough.
We didn't
send my main man, Jay.
We didn't send one to the Super Bowl, did we?
Not invited to the Super Bowl.
Super
that was
Bowl,
fun though.
Yay.
Dude, the problem there is that is happening so fast. Beck is really, really good at sounding lethargic when he's talking really, really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And my main worry, I could do the song in my head, but when I started to actually vocalize it, I would lose oxygen and feel like I was going to faint, and I would forget the words.
Your boy Ye says he's not an artist.
Come on.
We need, you
I
know
just
what?
Like the guy's music.
Speaking of summertime segments, we got to take a real good look at what Kanye's become.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do.
He's,
you
great,
need
he's great. That's
you need
all
this for
become.
Your own therapy, Jay.
That's
you need to come to terms with it.
No.
All right, 1048 coming up next. We'll close things down with ping pong audio and maybe some ELO.
Yeah.